This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. 3 million Australian students will have their education debts reduced after Labor's student debt bill passed through Parliament today. The Albanese government introduced the HECS debt bill to cut 20% from existing university and TAFE debts as its first order of business last week. The laws aim to reduce student debt as well as reform the repayment system. Balances are expected to be revised by the end of the year, saving students and graduates roughly $16 billion. Ukraine has welcomed US President Donald Trump's recent actions to pressure Russia into agreeing to a ceasefire, including economic penalties for countries that trade with Russia. President Trump said on Monday he is giving Russian President Vladimir Putin 10 to 12 days to stop the killing in Ukraine, shortening a 50-day deadline he had given the Russian leader 2 weeks ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the steps taken by the US.
It is precisely now that action is needed to force Russia toward peace. Yes, Moscow wants to keep fighting, but the whole issue comes down to potential. The whole issue comes down to resources for war, to money. That's exactly why sanctions are useful.
A Victoria police officer has shot a man dead after a confrontation in a home in Melbourne's outer east. Officers had been called to a home last night with reports of a man assaulting a woman. The woman, who police believe was known to the man, was airlifted to hospital with serious injuries. The coroner and homicide squad are investigating the incident. What could be Australia's heaviest insect has been identified in northern Australia's high-altitude rainforests. The super-sized stick insect, which is about 40 centimetres long, was discovered in Queensland's Atherton Tablelands. Identified by James Cook University researchers, the female specimen weighed 44 grams, significantly heftier than Australia's heaviest insect, the up to 30-gram giant wood moth. The next step in identifying and eventually naming the species is finding a male, which is proving difficult due to the male's significantly smaller size. To sport now, and in swimming, 21-year-old Harrison Turner has made history, securing Australia's first world championship medal in the men's 200-metre butterfly. Taking the bronze medal, Turner toppled a 16-year national record despite only just scraping into the finals of the event.
He told me I was going to win a bronze medal at the start of the year. You know, with like a PB at 157, I would be like, yeah, nah, you're dreaming. So, yeah, I'm lost for words. Yeah, dirty gold, let's go!
Fellow Australian Molly O'Callaghan has also claimed her 10th world title in the 200 metres freestyle. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News in Easy English.